So maybe I will do a couple tunes now. And this maybe is a good one to start with. That a lot of the songs that I've written in the past 10 years, I've written for or even at the Spirit Rock family retreat, where my daughter, who's now 14, she and I have been going there since she was 5 each summer. It's about a 4 or 5 day retreat that just a bunch of families and not a lot of silent meditation going on, but a lot of joy, very, very sweet times, and a lot of music. So I've wanted to contribute music over the years, and so from time to time I've written a song. And this one is an adaptation of the parts of the Metta Sutta. So if you're familiar with that, that's the Buddha's words on loving kindness. And there's a line in there, which I use as the first line of the song, which just touched me so much. And it came out, and what kind of inspired me also, besides the sutta, to write it was that when my daughter was an infant, we were invited to actually James Barris's house, just around the corner from where we live, because there was a monk visiting, Ajahn Jumnian, from Thailand. And Ajahn Jumnian speaks very little English, but he's full of love and light and joy. His main English is happy, happy, empty, empty. So we were there, and we had my daughter, whose name is Graham. Yes, I know it's a boy's name. It's my wife's last name. And Graham was in the little baby Bjorn sling, and we were standing in the back of the room, and when Ajahn Jumnian, who loves kids, saw her, she said, oh, come up, come. And so we went up, and we were sitting, you're sitting on the floor by the monk, and the translator was there. And he said, the translator said, well, he says that metta is mother love. And that just really went right into me, that, and the realization that, what's allowed the human race to survive is mother love. And the Buddha talks about that you can never repay your parents unless you help them to become enlightened. You could carry them around on your shoulders and it still wouldn't be enough. So that, and then this line that starts the song was sort of the motivation for the song, besides the fact that I wanted to get the Metta Sutta into something that people would sing rather than have to... So I call this the Metta Samba. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart, should one cherish every single living being, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, one should sustain this recollection. And even as a father protects with his life his child, his only child, so with a boundless heart, should one cherish every single living being, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, a free from hatred and ill will. One should sustain this recollection, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting not a single one, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small. The seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease, at ease. May all beings be at ease. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart, should one cherish every single living being, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. One should sustain this recollection, one should sustain this recollection. Well, thank you. So this, as I've been talking about a bit over the weekend, I've been working on this recording actually for some years, but it's been really focused on it more and more, and completing the recording now of these songs, and they're all, you know, adapted into, there's whole, you know, drums and lead guitars. I play lead guitar, and I also play the bass and do a lot of harmonies and everything on them. I'm very controlling, so I didn't want anyone else to play. If I could play the drums, I'd play that too. So right now I just have a drum machine on it, but I have a great drummer who's going to be overdubbing the tracks, and I'm going to be raising money through Kickstarter. So Brock promised he would let people know about how to do that. He just saw the video that's going to promote the Kickstarter project to raise enough money to finish recording. So maybe I'll do the one that I played for you guys the other day, Wake Up. This one, I don't really write songs for solo guitar because I am as much an arranger as I am a composer, and so I'm always thinking about additional parts. So this song is kind of reggae, and it has this kind of doo-wop background vocal, and I can't kind of, you'll get the feel, but you'll have to buy the CD to hear the fully realized version. Shoe up, shoe up, shoe wada wada, shoe up, shoe up. So that's three-part harmony. Shoe up, shoe up, shoe wada wada, shoe up, shoe up. Shoe up, shoe up, shoe wada wada, shoe up. Shoe up, shoe up, shoe wada wada, shoe up. Shoe up, shoe up, shoe wada wada, shoe up. Shoe up, shoe up, shoe wada wada, shoe up. Wake up, my darling, don't. Wow, is that the right key? I don't know, I was singing in the wrong key, sorry. Wake up, my darling, don't let the day just slip away. Wake up, my dear, precious time cannot be saved. Now is the moment that we've waited for. Now is the reason that we both were born. It'll never come again, never find this precious gem. So wake up, wake up and begin searching, searching for the reason why. Searching, searching, look into my eyes. What do you see there? Love is on the rise. Love is the reason. Love is the reason why. It'll never wake up to the earth, to the sea, to the sky, to the fire that's burning, burning to be alive. All the time we've wasted, wasted, wasted. All that we could have tasted, tasted, tasted. Every day amazes, amazes, amazes. I just want you to open up your eyes. What do you see now? Shoo up, shoo up, shoo wada wada, shoo up. Yeah, wake up, my darling, don't let the day just slip away. Wake up, my dear, precious time cannot be saved. Now is the moment that we've waited for. Now is the reason that we both were born. It'll never come again. You'll never find this precious gem. Come on, wake up, wake up, wake up and begin. Wake up, wake up, wake up and begin. Wada, wake up, wake up, wake up and begin. Wada, wake up, wake up. Wake up, my darling. Thank you. Well, that's a treat. Thank you for letting me practice. So perhaps we should close with a moment of appreciation, dedication. Just to feel your body right now and to recognize the benefit and the joy of music and of sharing. We sometimes, I think, limit our idea of what spirituality is. You know, it includes joy. It includes uplifting energy. We dedicate the merit of our efforts tonight to the awakening of all beings. May all beings experience joy, freedom, and release. So I really, again, want to thank you, Brock, and the whole community here for being so open and kind to me and receptive this weekend. It's been a real joy, and I hope we can do it again sometime. And be well.